The March on Washington celebrates its 40th anniversary this week. Part of the march's legacy is its music, including this impromptu performance of We Shall Overcome by the crowd in front of the Lincoln Memorial after Martin Luther King Jr. gave the final speech. A year and a half later, another gospel song emerged, written for an era desperate for faith in the future. The song was People Get Ready by Curtis Mayfield. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
There's a train a-coming. Get on board.
People Get Ready is not always associated with the March on Washington. It appeared after the march, as well as after the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, which killed four little girls, and the assassination of President Kennedy. Music critic Stanley Crouch.
So for Curtis Mayfield to turn around and respond to that by saying that there's a train a-coming, you know, people get ready, there's a train a-coming. That was like saying that, okay, regardless of what has happened, get yourself together for this because you're going to get a chance.
For the train to Jordan.
The train that's coming in the song speaks to a chance for redemption, the long-sought chance to rise above racism, to stand apart from despair and violence and any desire for retaliation, an end to the cycle of pain. Curtis Mayfield, who was living in Chicago at the time of the march, had grown up in the black church singing gospel. Here he is in a 1993 interview with NPR's Terry Gross.
This is a perfect example of what I believe has laid in my subconscious as to the preachings of my grandmother and most ministers when they reflect from the Bible. You know, people get ready, there's a train a-coming, there's no hiding place, you don't need no baggage, you just get on board.
Gospel singer Mavis Staples, who knew Mayfield from childhood, says the song's lyrics hold not only forgiveness, but also a challenge.
He was telling people, you know, get your house in order. It's a strong message in that song, and it's an eerie message if you're not ready.
When the song was released in 1965, it created a problem for radio stations nationwide. They didn't know how to classify it. Was it gospel, rhythm and blues, or even more worrisome for them, a controversial protest song? Civil rights workers took to it as their anthem. Jerry Butler, who sang with Curtis Mayfield in the soul group The Impressions, says the song defies categories.
In the period that Curtis was writing those kinds of songs, it was very difficult for him to get his songs into what was called crossover. Mm-hmm. It was difficult for him to transcend from the stations in the black community to the general market stations.
Nonetheless, the song became one of the first gospel crossover hits. People Get Ready picks up on an image out of American folklore, the train of salvation, tying it to Woody Guthrie and Johnny Cash's popular version of This Train's Bound for Glory. Mayfield sings about the same train stopping to pick up the faithful of all colors. Peter Burns is the author of Curtis Mayfield, People Never Give Up.
I think it's the song that touches people. It's a song of faith, really. A faith transcends any racial barriers and welcomes everybody onto the train that takes them to the promised land, really.
All aboard, child, you better get on board.
In fact, since its debut in 1965, People Get Ready has become a classic for black and white musicians. Bob Marley used the guitar riff and some of the lyrics in his reggae song One Love. It's been played by Vanilla Fudge, Al Green, Phil Collins, James Taylor, Paul Jackson Jr., Bob Dylan, Eva Cassidy, Aretha Franklin, and even Rod Stewart. It's been performed as a heavy metal song, a bluegrass tune, a jazz standard, and rock and roll.
People get ready, there's a train a-coming.
don't need no baggage, you just get on board.
All you need is faith to be Susan.
Don't need no ticket, you just stand alone.
People get ready for the train to Jordan.
Critic Stanley Crouch.
See, most rock and roll is loud, obnoxious, narcissistic stuff focused on the loud attitudes of teenagers who feel out of sorts with their teachers and with their parents and the society and all that. But a tune like People Get Ready speaks, as Lincoln would say, to the better angels of our nature.
Bruce Springsteen has used People Get Ready as part of his concert performances in the aftermath of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Craig Werner is the author of a forthcoming book on American soul music.
I think People Get Ready is a song that people turn to in times of great and deep need. And after the events of September 11th, Springsteen took a song that he had already written. And what Springsteen did with My City of Ruins is he wove in the chords, he wove in the music of People Get Ready.
There's a blood red circle on the cold dark ground.
At the end of a night where he's done his best to bring us together, Springsteen goes back and pays homage to Curtis Mayfield as, in many ways, the source of who he is, where he comes from.
Curtis Mayfield died in 1999. People Get Ready, the song inspired by the March on Washington, lives on. Its idealism and its optimism make it the ultimate crossover, crossing not only racial barriers, but generations. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.
To hear even more versions of this beautiful song, go to npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.